Organized by the Canada Shandong Chinese Business Association and the Canada Youth Union Foundation, today's special art exhibition is sure to be an exciting and memorable event. As mayor of the city of Richmond, take pride in the remarkable multicultural community within our city, and believe that it creates mutual respect and generates understanding of the different values and traditions that make up a diverse cultural heritage. Former Richmond City Council candidate Yong Hong Zhang, who has been actively involved in the celebration of the sister city relationship, provided insights into the initiation of the sister city relationship and the interactions between the two cities over the years. In her address, she expressed her genuine happiness at witnessing the increasing presence of the multiculturalism and the growing friendly exchanges between the two cities. The Qingdao intangible cultural heritage was presented in the form of images and paintings on the screen, primarily showcasing the classic culture and local customs from districts like Laoshan in Qingdao. The audience in attendance responded with applause and praise, creating a significant impact in the local Richmond community. The paintings etched in stone featured artists depicting some of Richmond's classic architecture and representative cultural symbols. These paintings not only vividly portrayed these elements but also conveyed the history of Richmond's development. Dr. Amba Kunjaya, who was honored with the title of World Peace Ambassador, conveyed in his speech,
"In today's world, there is unrest in peace and conflicts within civilizations. However, these artworks presented to us today provide a serene perspective on the colorful aspects of life. We hope for true peace in the world, where everyone can live in harmony. Let us cherish our present lives and celebrate the outstanding cultures of all nations."
Mr. J, representing the World Youth Leaders Foundation, delivered his address, stating,
"The series of artworks we just witnessed authentically depict the local culture and unique characteristics of Qingdao, enhancing our impression of the city. Of course, we also observed carved on stone in Richmond, which is beneficial for reflecting on history. It's evident that the Chinese community has played a significant role in Richmond's development. Here's to more diverse exchanges in the friendship between the two cities."
Painter En Dong presented his specially prepared artwork for this event, depicting a comparison between the old and new governments of Qingdao and Richmond. His painting not only restores historical elements, but also showcases the modern development of the two cities. Painter Bai Gong and Chen Lijing created artworks on the spot. Bai Gong, who is also a calligrapher, wrote, "May Shandong and Richmond prosper in this era to extend their blessings for the November 15, 2023, to anniversary celebration between the two friendly cities." Painter Zheng Heiming, after introducing his artwork Richmond Carved in Stone, also conveyed his best wishes for the two friendly cities. The event was hosted by Sisi in both Chinese and English. At the event, performances were presented by Zhu Honglei, Ji Girong, Li, and others, featuring captivating artistic programs. These included songs like Red River Valley, classical dance from Peking Opera A Dream in a Spring Boudoir, songs like Strumming the Butterfly, and The Song of the Eagle. Young talent Liang Hoxiang delivered a heartfelt recitation of the new version of War and Peace. Finally, everyone joined in singing Friendship Forever. The event was organized by the Canada Shandong Chinese Business Association, the Canada Youth Union Foundation, and it was hosted by the Canada Performance and Recitation Arts Society. It was co-sponsored by the Canadian Rock Paintings Association and in collaboration with the Vancouver Red Leaf Art Troupe, with support from the Canadian Youth Union Foundation.